सड़कों पे मैं तेरा इंतजार करूं, धीरे धीरे दिल की जमीन को तेरे ही नाम करूं, खुद को मैं यूं खो दूं के फिर ना कभी पाऊं, हौले हौले जिंदगी को अब तेरे हवाले करूं, सनम रे सनम रे तू मेरा सनम हुआ रे, सनम रे सनम रे तू मेरा सनम हुआ रे, करम रे करम रे तेरा मुझ पे करम हुआ रे।
Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Chaat Masala. This is Basanti and I have my co-host Paru with me.
Hi everyone, so we are back. We've got a good list of gossips to talk about, few trailers, and then we'll review the movie of the week, Fitur.
Yeah, so we had a huge list last time, and then we're regular again. We've kind of cut down on that, which is good. So our movie is Fitur, and I wanted to start with that. So there's been huge news around, first of all, I hated the hair of Fitur. What did you think?
Well, it wasn't too bad. Like, I mean, yes, it was. It felt fake, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it didn't seem one way or the other. I have to go back and read Great Expectations and see if she's meant to look older, because I feel like that's what they were trying. Like, but I don't know. I don't know if that was correct or not. But I think the hair had to do something with it.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, so Katrina Kaif and Tabu have like the red hair, and it's the hair of the Chinar Lal, you know, that is also the hair and the surrounding of Kashmir. The cinematography is beautiful. If you've seen the trailer, you've seen this. So the controversy around the hair is that apparently Katrina Kaif was so impossible
to please
hair demands. Like, yeah, she got it colored for about 55 lakhs and she went abroad to do it. And I think it was Sapna Bhavnani, who is a hairstylist in India, who was like, we could have done it for you here. But apparently she was, you know, really, like, it cost them a lot to get that hair to look that color.
Yeah.
I think it looked that good.
But I also heard that, like, the directors and everybody said no. I mean, it's a gossip. And then there was the whole controversy about salaries, about how she did not get a full price. And then Aditya Roy Kapoor got 4 crores, which is much more than she got, or it was equal to what she got, which obviously she's a bigger star. And then the kicker of it all was the director took the most.
Yeah. So this was, again, like a blind item, which said that she got 4 crores, which is much less than what I think Deepika and Priyanka around 8 to 10 crores at this point.
Yeah.
So it was a lot less than usual fee.
Yeah.
And Aditya Roy Kapoor, who was 2 or 3 films old, also got 4 crores, which is not equal. And the director got a lot of money.
Yes.
So it's just all of these weird numbers in production that people are talking about. And now the film, I don't think, is doing very well either.
But so I think that also kind of works, right? Like, even Shandar went that way. Like, for some reason, the moment people start getting a sense of, like, this might flop, there's just random controversies that get pulled up and people get mad at each other. It's just crazy.
I know. I don't remember what film it was, but there was another film that apparently the production house was asking for the money back. So
yes.
We might hear stuff like this.
Exactly. And then there was, remember, like, Tamasha, they said that Deepika and Ranbir did not give money back to the production house. Do you remember that was a blind item one time?
I remember that. So anyway, lots of news about Fitur, and it all looks like, you know, the stuff in the gray area. And we'll talk about the film in a bit. It looks really murky right now.
Yes.
With everything that's coming out in the news.
Totally.
Speaking of murky things, and adding to our list of breakups, Virat and Anushka apparently are not seeing each other anymore.
So
I'm super sad about this.
I know. They're pretty cute. So I think what I heard was that Virat has gotten permission, that, you know, because he's the captain of Indian team, he got permission to not play the T20 series because he just wanted to take some time off. And so he did that. And so now he's literally like, you know, the entire team is out there playing T20 and he's kind of staying back and laying low. And he expected Anushka to do the same. Unfortunately, she's shooting for Salman Sultan, which Salman did not give her the time off. And was, so she is, she's actually not even shooting. Salman wanted her to, you know, go get buffed up. No, get buffed up, basically. So he's put her on a workout regime, which is pretty intense. And so Anushka, when, you know, obviously she's committed to work. And so she had to go ahead and sign up for it. And so I think that just put Virat over the edge in terms of, like, you know, he's literally sitting around and he was hoping to spend time with her. And that did not happen. Now, the other gossip is the fact that he proposed and she said no. So
yeah, those are the two stories going around, right? Like, it's either this vacation thing or it's this proposal thing. But I think it came to light when they started unfollowing each other on social media. Yes. And then fans freaked out.
And I think Virat did it. He first took her off Instagram, then put her back on Instagram, then took her off, then Snapchat. And then I think they've been having a fight through social media.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like Virat is being, like, Anushka's pretty much silent, but all the news, like, I know he put up a photo of himself and it was like the breakup selfie or something like that, and took it off and then put it back. So it's all of the news is coming from his side, where Anushka is pretty much laying low.
Well, she's actually preparing for Sultan, so she probably doesn't even, like, realize what's happening.
Yeah, too much free time. Bad time for free. It's a little sad because I really like them together. And I know that she dated Ranveer before this. And I just felt like he treated her really well. They were really cute in red carpet appearances. So yeah, it's a little sad. But
and have you seen that picture going around of, like...
Yes, that is
that's
awful.
Terrible. Oh, I was so surprised that I thought that was actual shoot that happened that way. I'm like, what? That is not possible. And then I realized there were two images put together by their so-called fans.
It's just awful. So it's Anushka Sharma on her fall and Virat Kohli kicking something. Mm-hmm. And they put it together so it looks like he's kicking her.
Yes,
like,
on her butt, basically.
Anyway, it's the season of breakups, it seems. I feel like no one's together anymore.
I know. Everything's questionable. But we should talk about the one couple that are together.
Yeah, so apparently Ranveer and Deepika are hanging out in Canada where she's shooting for XXX.
So
which is super cute.
I know. So here's the thing, is that now if like it's there's so many reasons that they are so obviously dating, right? Like
obviously.
Who randomly goes to one of their coworkers shoot in Canada during Valentine's Day?
A boyfriend does.
Who does?
Serious one. A serious boyfriend does.
So anyway, so we saw, so first there was a fan who took a picture of Ranveer Singh in Toronto airport saying, uh-oh, Ranveer Singh alert. And then the next thing you knew, the director of XXX is basically took a picture of Ranveer and Deepika and said that here's the handsome Ranveer and the very happy Deepika. And that was so cute, a cute picture. And then I think another fan saw them having dinner on Valentine's Day in Canada. So they seem good going, right?
Yes, yeah. And they were eating at an Indian restaurant, which I was like, that's also so adorable. the other thing that I saw was like some award show.
Oh, that's
Filmfare. It wasn't Filmfare. Deepika was there for Filmfare. She was wearing that gorgeous dress.
Oh, yes, yes.
But it was some other award show. And this has not been released yet. So it was like a Snapchat video that someone put on Twitter. But it was, he goes up to accept her award. And he's like so adorable. And he's like, she's the best. He starts like complimenting her. And then everyone's like laughing and clapping. And he's like, okay, I'm going to cut the shot. That's enough. So it's really cute. And lots of PDA.
Yes. And also during Filmfare, I thought that's what you were going to Filmfare when he got the award, he touched, you know, Deepika's parents' feet.
Yeah.
Again, totally random.
Yeah. They're so dating. I mean, it's stupid to even deny it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, it's like, obviously, it's happening. But yeah, so really excited for them. And I love them together. I think they complement each other. It's pretty cute. So another thing that we've been touching on for the past couple of weeks is Pariniti Chopra. So she's not signed a film for a long time. She's been working out. She's been doing Kalari Pai 2. And she's like looking really...
I love that you can say Kalari Pai 2. I can't say it. I have to look it up every time. I'm like, what is it again?
It's such a cool, like,
martial arts. It is.
I can't believe she's doing it. Like, that's pretty amazing. So yeah, she looks like she's really gotten herself in shape. And then the video that announced that was uploaded by YRF, which was interesting because why would a production house get involved with some...
But it's weight loss.
Weight loss or like, you know, toning or whatever. It looks like they had a reason because she is starring in the next film, Meri Pyari Bindu, opposite Ayushman Khurrana, and she's playing a singer.
Yes, so it's funny because, okay, so obviously they made a whole video about like how about Parineeti sitting in her booty shorts and her tank top just to show her new figure. And she was talking about how, she's very excited to share. It felt like, okay, so she did look great. Obviously, all forced, it was all about her new look. But to be honest, I thought Parineeti would go for something bigger. I don't know how to explain it, but it's YRF.
Yeah, you know what it is? I feel like she's graduated from this. If you look at Alia, right? Alia's doing films with Shah Rukh Khan. She's being considered for films with Akshay Kumar.
Yes.
She's really joining the big leagues. And they both kind of started together. And I remember Alia doing like really, really small films. Humpty Dumpty, Ki Dulhania.
Yes.
You know, like tiny things like that. I feel like graduate from that. Like that is the place for like Kriti Sanon, not for Parineeti. So I'm kind of disappointed. And I'm also disappointed with her being opposite Ayushman, because
I don't mind Ayushman. He's just not the big league guy, and I feel like Parineeti is better than that. It's almost like she started off right with Ranveer and everything, but I don't know. So
that's what it is. It's that Ranveer, Alia, everyone she started with has graduated big time, and she's kind of stuck in these films, and I feel like she's gonna get typecast into these these small roles, which I don't want to do.
I completely agree. And then there's also a singing element that she's singing in this in the movie, which again, I'm tired. Like, just do one thing. I mean, there's no reason for everybody to do everything.
Yeah.
Not so that frustrating.
I know that she sings well, and like I enjoy it when she like comes on reality shows and like she's judging her, you know, singing show and she sings or something, which she's done. But I don't know why. I don't know. It's not
just
that important.
Pick one.
Faceted. Just do one thing right.
Yeah, and there's so many people who actually are, you know, who want to make a living out of it. Like, why? Anyway, whatever. So, wasn't crazy about the video at all, but I thought she looked really, really good.
Yep. So, I'm still excited to see her on screen. I haven't seen her for, it's like 2 years now. Daawat-e Ishq, I think, was her last film.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while then.
It's been a while. So, yeah, I'm excited to see her, and I hope, like, she graduates into bigger films.
Yes, agree. So the last piece of gossip, and we should probably have put it with a breakup, not breakup, going together, not going together, no official word, stories, which is Kangana and Hrithik. So they haven't technically been dating or at least seeing each other. We never got confirmation, of course, for a while, because I remember talking about it from a blind item like somewhere in the middle of last year. But suddenly the topics creeped up again.
Yeah, so apparently this rumor reared its head when they were doing Krish 3.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Kangana and Hrithik were seeing each other. It didn't work out, and it was all hush-hush. And so it's been a while since then, and these rumors, you know, came up, and then they died down like rumors do. But recently, Hrithik Roshan signed Aashiqui 3 with T-Series, and which won YZ to an Aashiqui.
I know.
Speaking of, like, big actors going small,
yes.
I don't know. Anyway, and he was supposed to do it opposite Sonam Kapoor, who opted out of the film. And then Kangana was set to replace her when Hrithik threw a huge fit and said, apparently, this is all apparently, and he said that I'm not going to work with Kangana.
Yes, and so I think somebody in a PR event asked her, why is that? And she said, I don't know why exes have to behave this way. You know, for me, past is past. But they tried to do all this to get attention.
And
then...
Because no one speaks so candidly.
Yeah. And Hrithik comes back and says, it would be easier for me to date... What did he say? Something really mean.
He said, I would rather date the Pope. Which was very random, but okay. He said, I'd rather date the Pope than in any of these women that the media is linking me with.
Yes. And then didn't she come back and say something else?
she was just like, ah, well, I don't know if the tweet was about me, but I mean, I guess. And then she went on about how exes should treat each other with respect.
Yes.
So I love the fact that she kind of said
that. She doesn't care.
She does not care. And it was so blown up. Like, I can imagine Hrithik's mentions on Twitter. Like, everyone is, you know, tagging him on this and saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, did Kangana really say this? And he had to respond. It was so big that he had to respond.
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, I hope they work out their differences. But it was really funny. And I kind of love Kangana. I have a love-hate thing for Kangana.
I agree too. I totally. And also, like, Kangana and Hrithik actually never made a good pair. And Aashiqui, you need like that mad, crazy love type situation, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if they ever made that good pair, because Krish 3, they were totally random, because she was almost like a robot in that.
Yeah, I agree. So I don't know. I just thought it was a hilarious story.
Yes.
Just watching it unfold. But yeah, Kangana, do your thing, man, I guess.
So that brings us to an end of our gossip section. We had a good meaty discussion on multiple things. So now we'll come back with some new trailers and then with review of Fitur. Yeah. लड़की ब्यूटीफुल कर गई चुल back. So we are in our new trailer, new song sections, and the first one we want to talk about is Kapoor and Sons. So it's starring Siddharth Malhotra, Fahad Khan, Alia Bhatt, Rishi Kapoor, Rajat Kapoor, it's got Ratna Pathak Shah, and then it's Dharma Productions, right?
Yeah. And it was directed by the guy who did Ek Mera Aur Ek Tu. But which is not good. But
no,
he also
I'm like,
did that.
Oh no.
But he also did that funny video, the AIB Alia Bhatt video.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, there's hope.
redeemable. And the release date is 18th March.
Yeah. So, I actually liked the trailer quite a bit. I've been interested ever since the movie was announced. It looks really fun. I did not know, like, I'm really attracted to Fawad Khan. Like, I think he looks
yes,
really
good. I think so too.
I feel like
really
that's
good.
Such a step up from that movie he did with Sonam. I couldn't even put them together. Like, I was like, this is a completely different person.
Yes.
Which is a good feeling when you're looking at an actor. You're like, you don't want to be reminded of their past films.
Yes.
And I was really interested by the story. I like these, you know, Dil Dhadakne Do type family dramas and watching them unfold. So I was really into that. I was intrigued by Alia's character and her chemistry with both Siddharth and Fawad. And I love the casting of it. I love Ratna Pathak, Shah, Rajat Kapoor, and Rishi Kapoor looks awesome as the
character. I know. He looks so old. I was like, wait, is that Rishi Kapoor? Is that Rishi Kapoor? Like, ooh.
Yeah, he was making it work. And I love the premise. Like, I feel like it's like a old school Bollywood meets you know, like new Bollywood.
Yes.
So I like that.
I agree. So totally right. I thought it'll be funny, easy movie. And I feel like sometimes we just don't get enough of those, you know?
Yeah.
So we all, you know, especially after the last few months where we've had some intense love stories kind of put on. I think this will be cool, like just a nice, easy, happy, you know, happy / drama filled movie. I'm very curious about Alia Bhatt and her role, because that wasn't clear, which I love. I love trailers that don't give everything away.
Mm-hmm. It feels like she dated someone in the past and she's dating someone else.
I don't understand.
I mean, she made out with both of them. So.
Exactly. So I'm like, wait, one felt like more like a fun way. The other felt like more serious. So anyway, I'm excited.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed that. I don't know who she's going to end up with, or if at all.
Yes.
Because I would have assumed Siddharth Malhotra, but it was all unclear.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Like, I miss, and I say this carefully because I don't want to see Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gum again, but yes. I miss those family dramas that Bollywood's known for, and I don't think we've gotten a lot of that. So this felt like right amounts of funny and emotional, which only Bollywood films can do.
I totally, completely agree.
So excited for it.
Yes. The next movie we have is Jai Ganga Jal. So that is your Priyanka Chopra kind of starrer, really, and Prakash Jha, who's also the director. And the release date is 4th of March.
I have mixed feelings about this. My problem with stuff like Priyanka does, where she's like the sole heroine, like Mary Kom, is that it feels very forced sometimes. Yes. Like it's just a play for the awards. And I kind of felt like that here. But I'm interested to see how it works out. I know that the Ganga Jal was a huge cult hit in 2003 with Ajay Devgan. So I know he's playing to the same crowd. And it had a lot of like cuss words. And it was kind of like in the same place as Anurag Kashyap's movies. Yes. If that makes sense. So I'm excited to see where it goes with the story, with a woman cop. And I heard that Prakash Jha has a huge role in it, like almost as equal to Priyanka Chopra. So I feel like it's his debut film a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So to be honest, like I had no interest in it at all. Like I've known that she's doing Jai Ganga Jal for a long time because while she's doing Quantico, in Bollywood reports on Jai Ganga Jal, it's like she's still doing stuff. So I've known about it. I've had no interest in watching the trailers because I feel like it's a story told 100 times. Like, you know, it feels all done. In especially with the lead being a cop, woman or man, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
I feel like
I
it's on repeat,
and
Prakash Jha does this over and over again. Like, I feel like the only different ones were the political ones, like Rajneeti or something, where there was slight. You know, there was slight difference in like adding a political element and, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's just same old, same old. So I had no interest. I did watch the trailer. It didn't give me anything new to get interested about. Priyanka looks great, but she's, you know, she's in her best shape ever.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised to see that either.
The only thing about this, there are a couple of things that are strange about this is that she's not promoting it.
Yes.
And that's not because she doesn't want to, because her Twitter is filled with stuff.
Yes.
But she's not actively promoting it. And she can't promote it because she won't be in Delhi. So I know that the director and a couple of the smaller actors are doing like a tour trying to promote the film. But I don't know how successful that would be without her. And the second thing is that I heard in some interview that he was chasing her for a while, trying to get her to sign Jai Ganga Jal or like something along those lines. Like he wanted her to do that female cop role.
Yes.
For a while. And she didn't do it because she was not interested. So I think that the reason that she was interested now is because it's a very simple film. Mm-hmm. It fit in between her Dil Dhadakne Do promotions and her shooting of Quantico, which was 2 months.
Yeah. And Bajirao Mastani.
So I think that she just basically wanted to have a film in India this year, in 2016, while she was doing Quantico, and this was that film, to just, like, keep her, like,
top of mind.
Yeah, exactly. So I have those feelings about this film, so I'm not that excited, because I don't feel like this is her best work, or something that she's chosen. So I'm a little meh about it, but I'll watch it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we'll see how, you know, when it comes
we'll
out.
We'll see what that week looks
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
We have nothing
to
else to do.
Be more specific.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one we have is Tere Bin Laden, Dead or Alive. So this is a follow-up to Tere Bin Laden, which had the same people, if I remember, Manish, Paul, and Ali Zafar. But this one's got Manish, Ali, Sugandha Garg, and Pradhuman Singh.
I think Pradhuman Singh plays Bin Laden, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, got it. Okay. It's going to release 26 Feb, so in the next couple of weeks. And its director is Abhishek Sharma, who's also did Tere Bin Laden.
Yeah, the first one. So I didn't really get a lot from this trailer. I see that the Ali Zafar is kind of replaced by Manish Paul as the main guy who like takes the scheme forward. But it was just, again, playing on that spoof of seeing Osama bin Laden in on TV and like making fun of it. And so it just kind of felt like the same old thing again. I'm not that excited about it. I feel like it's like the topic is gone.
Yeah, and also it's not relevant. Top of mind. I wish that they had like made a different sequel. Like, that was like one, because actually when I watched Tere Bin Laden, we watched it before. It was not hilarious, but it was funny. And I also liked, and the characters were well, you know, balanced. It wasn't over, you know, over the top funny and mockery almost. But I don't understand why they went and did the same thing again. I wish that they had just taken a different, they had gone to, you know, they talked about a different villain, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. And so one thing is that Bin Laden is not like a current topic.
No.
And second thing was, the reason the first movie worked was because it was such a shock to like watch a movie about such a topic that is so political and like people get like crazy about, and then make it funny, right?
Yes, yes.
So I wish they'd taken that skill and then and that idea and that feel of that film and just done it with something else that we're all afraid to talk about and is like in a weird space. So not that excited about it, but I mean, I guess I'll see how it turns out.
Yes, I agree. Not at all something that I would seek out.
So the next one we have on the list, we don't have a trailer yet, but I really wanted to talk about the poster. It's Ki and Ka. It has Kareena Kapoor, Arjun Kapoor, Amitabh Bachchan, and Jaya Bachchan in cameos. And it's directed by R. Balki, who did Pa, which is like a famous one. And it's releasing 1st April.
So I know you want to talk about the poster, right? Like that awkward poster of them kissing.
Yeah, so there are a bunch of pictures that have been coming out from the Ki and Ka production team, that they've just been releasing pictures of them cooking, like hanging out together. There's this picture of where he's putting a necklace on her, and, you know, just cute pictures like that. And then the final poster came out today, and that's like on Wikipedia, and like it's like the main poster, and it's them kissing, which everyone was like, oh my God, they're going to have intense chemistry, except not.
Because
it looks so clinical.
Yes. I don't know. I never thought they were a good couple. Like, there's no, like, she looks much older. And that's, I guess, again, I don't know. There's, I feel like they could have made an adult, like, Arjun Kapoor just doesn't work with Kareena Kapoor. Like, I wish they had found, like, even, I feel like even Fahad Khan would work better. Like, there's something about Arjun Kapoor that, or Aditya Roy Kapoor would work better. Arjun Kapoor is just, it's too childish or something. Like, there's something weird about him that doesn't work.
I agree with that. And again, talking about forced things in Bollywood, I feel like she just had to work with a younger actor to keep
her,
you know.
Like, why?
She does, no, she doesn't need to, but she feels like she needs to, kind of.
Okay.
Like, you know, I mean, when you see Priyanka Chopra with Ranveer Singh, it works somehow.
Yes, yes.
Yeah? And then you know that Kareena Kapoor is in the same league as Priyanka Chopra.
Yes. Like, and so, like, when they did Imran Khan, that did not work at all.
Exactly. And I feel like she kind of wants to keep up with her.
Yeah.
And so it just doesn't work though.
No,
it just looks too mature for them.
Yes, and they look odd, and they don't, and they're, when they, even they're hugging and everything, it just doesn't, you don't feel anything, you feel nothing.
Yeah, I agree. So not excited for this, but we'll wait and see. The trailer comes out 15 February, which...
Yes, and I like R. Balki, so I'm curious of the story.
Yeah, I just feel like they didn't have to overdo it with the poster.
I agree, totally.
So this is the end of our trailer section. We're gonna, I hope you're excited for some of the movies and not excited for Tere Bin Laden. And we'll come back with the review of Fitur.
जिंदगी ने की है कैसी साजिशें, पूरी हुई दिल की वो फरमाइशें, मांगी दुआ एक तुझ तक जा पहुंची परवरदिगारा, कैसी सुनी तूने खामोशी ओ परवरदिगारा, ये फितूर मेरा लाया मुझको है तेरे करीब, ये फितूर मेरा रहमत तेरी, ये फितूर मेरा मैंने बदला रे मेरा, ये फितूर मेरा चाहत तेरी ओ परवरदिगारा। जा पहुंची परवरदिगारा, दीवानगी की हद मैंने नोची ओ परवरदिगारा।
So the movie that we're reviewing today is Fitoor. So this was, it's been in the news because of its red hair and the really picturesque and pretty trailer. It was really, the cinematography was awesome. It's directed by Abhishek Kapoor, who did Rock On and Kai Po Che. And it has Aditya Roy Kapoor, Katrina Kaif, Tabu. Its production company is UTV. The music is Amit Trivedi.
Yeah, and it released right in time for
Valentine's Day.
Okay, so
what a depressing movie for Valentine's Day.
I know. So let's start from the top. So I really liked the Kashmir setting. So when initially I thought Great Expectations, I was kind of wondering where they would shoot it. What would the Indian adaptation be? I think Kashmir setup was really good. So cinematography was so stunning. It's a state that we all kind of feel close to, but so far away from. So that was really good. I thought, I totally did not expect any chemistry between Aditya Roy Kapoor and Katrina Kaif, but I was wrong. There were some scenes that both of them just worked. So whether that be the, you know, when they were in the tube in London, there was a couple of moments there, or whether they were in a studio. I think I was totally surprised to see that there was some chemistry, because I was expecting more of a Kareena Kapoor and Imran Khan in that other movie, Ek Mein Ek Tu movie type thing. So that was a good surprise for me. I didn't find the movie boring, but I think the biggest fault of the movie was its dialogue. There was none. There was nothing strong about it. There was everything that was done in the movie was through everyone's look, dress up, the way they've styled themselves, the way they look at each other. The dialogues were a big flop, because I couldn't even see why Aditya Roy Kapoor and Katrina Kaif would even fall in love with each other. There was nothing. There was no conversations that they had that made you believe that this is a long-lasting love. There was nothing. And I felt like there was a forced... Great Expectations is all about human spirit, really. Great Expectations plays very well with the relationship between different characters. I feel like because of the lack of dialogue and the connective tissue that a dialogue can bring, there was no reason for Aditya Roy Kapoor to be so mad with Tabu and or, spoiler alert, Ajay Devgan. So I felt like that's where it failed really badly. It brought no connection between why there was so much drama and so much angst. It felt so forced. And that's not how Great Expectations is at all, because you fall in love with the character and you understand his pain.
I agree with so much of that. So it's just starting off with Kashmir. Amazing cinematography. Like, it looks so beautiful. It looked like a painting, you know, the way they did it.
Yes.
The chinar leaves, the snow, everything was just done quite well. And I was really excited when I heard... I know the trailer came out, and then there was that dialogue where he says, you know, if you give me milk, I'll give you kheer.
Yes.
But if you ask me for Kashmir, I'll, like, break you.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah. So when he says that, and I was just like, wow, they've said it in Kashmir. So the thing that I flashed back to was Haider.
Yes.
And how they did Hamlet, and then they took the political situation and kind of like made it so robust and made it fit with Shakespeare. And I was like, they're going to do something amazing like that with Kashmir and the setting, because there's so much, like, their love is as unsettled or as full of unrest as Kashmir is. You know, there's so much to do there. And I felt like it just kind of failed Kashmir.
Mm-hmm.
The parts where they were talking about, like when he painted that and they were like asking him about like the politics of Kashmir. He kind of didn't go into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just very vague about it.
I'm telling you, the whole movie, I felt like they just could not complete a sentence.
Yeah. I felt like the dialogues were so it was like Urdu, right? Like yeah. It was so poetic and so beautiful, and they talked in poetry, and I was just like, but you guys aren't saying anything.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand. And you almost felt like they could say so many things. And
yeah.
If the character was him being unable to communicate, then they should have done it some other way. But it just was like, they left it like he just never said a word.
Yeah, I agree. And it was really disappointing because I felt like, and you're right, because I couldn't kind of put my finger on what was wrong, but it was really the dialogue, because they had, and I think it, in part to blame is how they used Urdu to make it all beautiful and deep, and you weren't actually saying anything, so they weren't communicating with each other, they weren't communicating with the audience.
At one point, I looked at my clock, and I was like, it's 15 minutes into the movie, and that's when he said, when he got drunk in the party and started talking to her. That was the first time he uttered a word, the whole movie. And I was like, it's 15 minutes in and he's your lead actor.
That's insane. I didn't notice that. That's crazy. But that totally makes sense. Because I know like the Urdu unsettled me. But yeah, I just think that the dialogues completely failed in the movie.
Yes.
And then just other things, I felt like Aditya Roy I was really disappointed by. Because I felt like, you know, the character of Pip is like so, has so many struggles and is, you know, like, conflicted and everything. All Aditya Roy Kapoor did was stare at like different things.
Yeah.
And it was kind of creepy. It wasn't romantic. And I just felt like I was let down by him as an actor. I felt like anyone, Ranveer, anyone else could do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
And that disappointed me.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina Kaif I usually don't like, and I'm not a biggest fan of, but I felt like she wasn't awful in the film. But like, I feel like with the dialogues and the character she was given, she did what she could.
Mm-hmm.
She was really cold-hearted, which is the character.
Yes.
But like, I wasn't sure if she was actually falling in love with him. And so when she finally was like, I'm in love with you, I was like, really? Because I didn't feel it at all. So that was like a revelation.
Yeah, you could feel his love. You could feel it coming from him all the way. But from her, you're like,
wait, like the balance, I'm
very
confused. Missing.
And again, I just did not know what she was struggling with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they didn't explain that enough for me to be like, oh, I understand why you can't be with him. I was just like, what? Why?
Yeah, I completely agree. The other thing that also bothered me was like, I loved that Pashmina song. And that's one of the reasons I was excited to see it, but it was not fit into the movie at all.
Yeah.
And there was just,
it's a background score.
It wasn't a song. Yeah. So I just feel like maybe with more music and like dialogue. And dialogues, it could have been a more robust, full film.
And I want to talk about Taboo. So it's funny because literally when I started watching, when she came into the frame, I was like, oh my gosh, this is why Rekha said no, because she would not have to do anything. It looked literally like Rekha the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And I felt like Rekha's, like, the pain, the way she spoke slowly and, you know, and that's what Rekha does. And for me, I was just amazed that Taboo literally looked like, you know, she just was like, oh, okay, this is the palette, I will be Rekha. And she did that so well. And I feel like Rekha would have not done any, like, that would be her. Just the way she speaks and slow and, you know.
Yeah.
I think Taboo was great.
Yeah, Taboo brings it every time.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, let me just talk about Heather. Heather also, she got it. And completely different role.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Taboo is amazing. I feel like she doesn't get her due. She doesn't get good roles. But whatever she does get, like, and that I mean, using her role as an example, Aditya and Katrina could have done the same thing where they really, like, get into the skin of the character.
Yeah.
Like, the way Taboo could. So, yes. I mean, the script is to blame for sure. But even the actors kind of failed. And you can see when an actor is good, like Taboo, they can actually.
Yeah, I think there's an experience element, too. Like, I don't think Aditya Roy Kapoor has done enough to know that he can impact a film like that.
I guess. But you then know? it just brought down the whole story.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I feel like, and it had great, it had Sanam Ray as the competition during that week. So it could have done really, really well. And I don't think that it's just the act that people will not have come just for the actors. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's not a big star cast, but I feel like it could have done well.
Yeah.
Especially being a Valentine's Day movie. And, you know, in India, any American holiday is such a big deal.
I don't think it's doing well in the box office.
No, it's not. No.
It's, I think Sanam actually is doing better because it has a smaller budget, so it's actually recuperating the costs.
And it's also, it wasn't in a lot of theater, so it's just, you know, in the theater it's going, it's in decent showing. Yeah,
exactly. So just disappointed. I would give it maybe a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, I would give it a 2.5. Just, I thought that at least it was worth, you know, there was beauty and there was music that was good, and
not utilized
but at least in the background score, and it's worth one time watch on a DVD, so I would give it a 2.5.
okay, so that's our review. I would say avoid it if you can, but if you must watch a movie on Valentine's Day, it's super depressing.
Yes,
it's my caveat, but yeah, it's something you can watch. So yeah, really pretty. But not good story, not good storytelling.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of our show. We will be back in a few weeks with Mirja.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Facebook पे तेरे क्विज में Google